Hello and welcome to Mind Decoder here on Waiheke Radio.
It's the psychedelic radio show for heads, brought to you by me, L, each Thursday night, and with you till about 11ish. And, well, I say welcome, but in actual fact, I wasn't expecting there to be anyone left to say welcome to.
I can't help but be profoundly disappointed that the world as we know it didn't end,
as predicted in the so-called Mayan prophecies last Friday. It must be 20 years or so since I first read about them, and I've been waiting for something to happen ever since. And what did we get? Not so much as a shiver of transcendence, let alone the spectacle of Auckland's 14 dormant volcanoes springing into life overnight
and consigning us to a fiery and indeed spectacular death like Woody Harrison's in the Hollywood blockbuster 2012,
which seemed to have overstated the case, in my opinion. What we're all meant to do with ourselves now that we only have the promise of old age and the loss of any sense of purpose or meaning to look forward to, I don't know. So I thought I'd cheer myself up by putting together a festive mind decoder so that we at least might enjoy a psychedelic Christmas, featuring some of the most kaleidoscopic tripped-out Christmas tunes from the last 50 years or so, and there's a lot more of them than you would think, plus
a whole bag of weird out there goodies to bring some Yuletide cheer your way, including a full-length episode of a Scooby-Doo Christmas mystery towards the end of part one of the show to look forward to.
I'll be back in about 45 minutes just to see how you're doing and give you a track list in, but believe me, you're not going to have heard anything like this before. So,
refresh that glass of eggnog and make yourselves comfortable.
Dim the lights, take the phone off the hook, and prepare yourselves in any way that seems appropriate. It is Christmas after all. This is the Mind Decoder Psychedelic Christmas Special. Please enjoy your trip.
Ho, ho, ho.
One Christmas was so much like the other in those years around the Seatown corner now, out of all sound except the distant speaking of the voices I sometimes hear a moment before sleep. But I can never remember whether it snowed for 6 days and 6 nights when I was 12, or whether it snowed for 12 days and 12 nights when I was 6. All the Christmases rolled down towards the two-tongued sea like a cold and headlong moon bundling down the sky that was our street. And they stop at the rim of the ice-edged, fish-freezing waves, and I plunge my hands in the snow and bring out whatever I can find. In goes my hand into that wool-white, bell-tongued ball of holidays resting at the rim of the carol-singing sea. And out come Mrs. Protheroe from the fire. It was on the afternoon of the day of Christmas Eve, and I was in Mrs. Protheroe's garden, waiting for cats with her son, Jim. It was snowing. It was always snowing at Christmas. December, in my memory, as white as Lapland, although there were no reindeers. But there were cats. Patient, cold, and callous, our hands wrapped in socks, we waited to snowball.
Christmas time is here again.
sitting and time snoring, is the and sliding over the back of the hunter, Jim and I, fur-capped and moccasined trappers from Hudson Bay off Mumbles Road, would hurl our deadly snowballs at the green of their eyes. The wise cats never appeared. We were so still, Eskimo-footed Arctic marksmen in the muffling silence of the eternal snows, eternal ever since Wednesday, that we never heard Mrs. Prothero's first cry from her igloo at the bottom of the garden. Or if we heard it at all, it was to us like the far-off challenge of our enemy and prey, the neighbor's polar cat.
Christmas, surfers of Waikiki. Merry Christmas, soldiers of Pearl Harbor, far away from home. Merry Christmas.
And I'm just wondering, how in the hell can one man go all over the world riding in a sleigh? And just think, 8 reindeer pulling a damn sleigh flying through the air. That's a miracle right there. And with a 300-pound honky in the saddle.
Psychedelic Christmas, hey, hey, hey. Have a groovy New Year, hey, 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 hey. Get your rhythm in fun, celebrate the sublime. Have a psychedelic Christmas, hey, hey, hey. Santa's in his love sleigh, baby. Cross the universe. Down the road he's been pollution. And it's getting worse. Put on a snuggy world. Have a lot of time. Have a psychedelic Christmas. Hey, hey.
Due to the shortage of time, we'll get right down to work.
Good grief.
Mind decoder.
You know, if you stop and think about it, Christmas is really the most psychedelic time of the year. All those colored flashing lights. A guy flying around the sky with animals. Elves. And then there's those bells. Definitely psychedelic. This is the Electric Prunes, wishing little Steven and the Underground Garagers a safe holiday season. Be happy, and don't drink and drive.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, over the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
I've fallen and I can't get up for Christmas.
Christmas and be white. listening to Mind Decoder.
Much of the difficulty arises from hearing too many things at once.
Hey, don't I know you?
Of course, everyone knows me. I'm Santa Claus.
There's no such person as Santa Claus.
I'm Santa Claus.
I told you there's no such person.
Then what are you doing on my lap?
I want a present.
But you got one the other day.
Wrapped up in a Christmas package.
Mind Decoder.
I love the colored lights and the way the neighbors stop their cars and stare. I strap a Santa Claus on my roof. Plastic candy canes and reindeer everywhere.
I'm stringing up decorations. It's straining the power stations. Fake icicle light formations. Imported from third world nations. I'm stringing up decorations. I'm freaking out fire stations. I'm popping out radiation. My neighbors are out of patience.
Hey, Clell, come on, knock it off. It's 3 in the morning.
Gotta keep those yuletide decorations up all winter.
On top of the tree, because an angel reminds us of the baby Jesus and why we celebrate Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now let's make sure.
Can I climb the ladder, please?
No, honey, let Daddy climb the ladder. Come.
I want to climb the ladder.
I'll do it, honey, I'll do it.
That's sure a beautiful angel.
Okay, now it's just a little... How's that? Is that good?
It's crooked.
Well, I can fix that. Let me...
Ow! Ow!
How about now? How's it now?
It leans to the right.
Oh, that smarts. Oh, that hurts.
How about now? Is it still leaning?
No, it leans to the left.
What? Gentle.
Okay, how about now? Is that good?
Can you push it any further down?
Oh, no, no.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah, right. Not from where I'm sitting. Oh, ow.
The Christmas tree is moving, bending down to me. The little angel whispers, you're the only one to see. Elves of many sizes, dressed in forest green, dancing on the branches, looking very mean. Tinsel caterpillars popping out of cones, baubles dropping needles, waking up the gnomes. Fairy lights are flashing, messages of love. Plums are on the table, jumping out the dark. Silver bells are ringing, reindeer in the sky. Santa's come to get me, and teach me how to fly. As Donald Blitzen Prancer, dancer for the trip. Rule of Comet, Cupid, Dasher, Vixen, and the Whip. We ride above the rooftops, round and round the moon. Dropping toys for girls and boys, some of them balloons.
You're listening to Mind Decoder on Waiheke Radio. 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 Waiheke Radio.
I took a walk out in the cold last night. Don't wanna be at home alone. Tinsel and dancing lights, but they don't mean a thing to me. I saw an old guy in a pile of snow. He looked right at me as I passed. See how a happy holiday this year, and may your Christmas spirit last. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I seen a lady with a rusted cup. She's trying to get some dance for toys. I watched the little kids with nothing much but Christmas sparkle in their eyes. I heard a talking real loud about how nice the season was. I watched some people crowding around a bunch of carolers in the park. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I started home, I had enough of that. There ain't no Santa, ain't no elves. I'm pretty
hang tight, but I know I don't hear no kind of jingling kind of bells. I told the drunk guy, stay out of my way. I kicked the dog out of my trash. I climbed the stairs and locked myself away. I hope this feeling doesn't last.
Merry Christmas.
We've got all of our Christmas shopping done, gang.
Yes, so am I. Now all we have to do is to stop by the Home Sweet Home Orphanage and say hello to Mrs. Brown and the kids.
We're almost there now. Say, they really know how to throw a great Christmas party for the kids. You know, last year they had a Santa, and also they had a great meal that my stomach still remembers.
Shaggy, your stomach sure has a good memory, and a big, hungry mouth attached to it.
Every year, that nice Mr. Johnson, who is a retired employee from the department store, goes back to the store and gets a Santa costume and some toys and goes to the orphanage to play Santa for the kids.
Yeah, and the kids love it and look forward to his visit every year. You know, we should see him there because it's almost time for their Christmas party.
Well, gang, here we are.
Oh, hello there, Daphne, Velma, Shaggy, and Fred. Merry Christmas to you all. And a Merry Christmas to you too, Scooby-Doo.
Merry Christmas, Mrs. Brown.
Come in, all of you. Oh, I'm glad you're all here. I'm getting worried. Mr. Johnson, our Santa, hasn't arrived yet. He's always on time, and he should have been here by now.
Well, don't worry, Mrs. Brown. Maybe he's still down at Brickman's department store getting his costume and toys.
No, he isn't, Fred, and that's why I'm so worried. I called the night watchman at the store, and he told me that Mr. Johnson had left there over an hour ago. It started to snow, so I sent our handyman, Joe, over to Mr. Johnson's house to drive him here. But he called to say that Mr. Johnson wasn't home.
That's strange. Mr. Johnson lives only a couple of blocks from the store, and he's only 20 minutes away from the orphanage.
I wonder where he is.
Well, maybe he'll turn up soon. Meanwhile, please, all of you, come in and join the children and sing some carols.
Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, how true you stand unchanging. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, how true you stand unchanging. Your boughs so green in summertime, remain so green in wintertime. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, how true you stand unchanging. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, thy faith also unchanging. Oh, Christmas. sing, you'll be for us. La 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 la. Strike the harp and join the chorus. La 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 la. Follow me in every measure. La 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 la. While I tell of Yuletide treasure. La 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 la.
Now, I really am worried. It's 2 hours since Mr. Johnson left the department store. I think I should call the police.
Wait a minute, Mrs. Brown. The gang and I will ride over to the department store and see if we can trace Mr. Johnson down.
Right. Just leave it to Mystery Incorporated. We'll find him.
Oh, thank you all very much. Please hurry. It's almost time for our Santa to appear and give out his presents to the children.
Let's go, gang. There's the department store.
Hey, it's closed.
Right, Shaggy. We'll have to go around back to the loading platform where the night watchman's office is.
Hello! Hello there, Mr. Watchman!
Who's there? Who's out there?
Mrs. Brown from the Home Sweet Home Orphanage sent us down to inquire about Mr. Johnson. Would you please open up so we can talk to you?
Okay, just a minute now.
Hi there. We're looking for Mr. Johnson, the man who comes here every Christmas to pick up the toys for the orphan.
Well, I already told the lady from the orphanage that he was here an hour ago. Came in, went to the toy department store room, and got the toys and left.
Gee, I wonder where he went. Did he say anything to you?
Man never said a word to me. Had on his Santa costume, let him in. A few minutes later, he came out with the sack of toys that the store manager left in the store room for him. Does same thing every year.
Ooh, something's wrong. Something's wrong here. I feel it.
What is it, Scoob?
It sure sounds okay to me. That's just what Mr. Johnson would do. What's bugging you, Scooby-Doo?
I got it. It's the costume.
What do you mean, Scoob? Mr. Johnson always dresses up like Santa.
Oh, Scooby's right. The costume. Scooby, what a brilliant detective you are. Don't you guys get it? Mr. Johnson always comes to the store to pick up his toys and his costume.
Well, then why would he be wearing a Santa costume when he got here?
Right, Daphne. Why?
Now I get it. Maybe the guy who came in here wearing the Santa costume wasn't Mr. Johnson.
And the costume was just a disguise he used to get into the store.
Right. That's what I think.
Mr. Watchman, let's take a look in the toy storeroom and see if Scooby's right.
And maybe we better take a look. Follow me. Here we are.
Look, there's a pile of toys there on the table. But how are we to know if they were just left over? Maybe he just couldn't get all of them into his sack.
Well, sir, how about this guy?
Hey, look, Scooby's found a Santa outfit.
It must be Mr. Johnson's costume. Good work, Scooby.
Now, wait a minute, everybody. Maybe this year Mr. Johnson just rented his costume. Doesn't prove a thing.
He's right, gang. Let's not start making a mystery out of this yet.
I smell something wrong here.
Scooby's got a nose for trouble. I think we ought to check further into this. Now, if somebody pretended to be Mr. Johnson to get into the store, what would he be going after?
Hey, my goodness, I better check the jewelry department. Now, you kids wait right here.
Gee whiz, if someone really took Mr. Johnson's place, then what happened to Mr. Johnson?
That's easy, Velma. The crook must have kidnapped Mr. Johnson and taken his place.
Oh, that poor Mr. Johnson. I hope he's all right.
Hold on, let's wait.
We
We've been robbed! We've been robbed! All of our most expensive jewelry's been stolen! I've got to call the police!
This is terrible!
Yeah, and Johnson is in a lot of trouble unless we can prove someone else did it! Kids, you'll have to leave right now. This is serious business. I'm calling the police right away.
Okay, okay. Well, let's go, gang. Oh, can we take the Santa outfit and these presents?
Sure, okay.
What are we going to do now? I know that nice Mr. Johnson has nothing to do with this robbery.
Right, Velma.
We gotta find him. Oh, those poor kids. They need a Santa for Christmas Eve.
Well, we better work fast. Mr. Johnson may need our help.
Let's head back to the orphanage. Maybe he'll turn up there.
Just a minute. Let's look around here in the alley for some clues.
Good idea.
It's been snowing lightly for quite a while. There ought to be some tracks here.
Yeah, a lot of tracks here, and they're all ours.
Shaggy's right. We've walked all around, and we can't tell the difference between our footprints and any of the others that were made before us.
How about this?
What have you got your big nose into now, Scoob?
Oh, my nose isn't so big.
What are you looking at, Scooby? Oh, I see. Say, those are tire tracks. A car has been here.
No.
Scooby's right. Those aren't car tracks. Something bigger.
Right. Like a van or a small truck. But we can't follow them. When they reach the street, they're lost among all of the other traffic marks.
Fred, let's get back to the orphanage right now. At least we've got the Christmas presents and the Santa outfit. Maybe we can entertain the kids and, get something to eat.
Oh, again. Well...
Let's go inside
and tell Mrs. Brown the bad news.
Well, I'll see you guys later.
Hey, Scoob, come back here. Where are you going?
Looking for clues, like a good detective.
Let him be, Shaggy. We've got to help Mrs. Brown with those kids.
Oh, you're back. Any luck? Mr. Johnson isn't here, and he hasn't even called.
Well, no, Mrs. Brown. Frankly, we're worried about him, too. Oh, my. What shall we do?
Mrs. Brown, you say that your handyman went to pick up Mr. Johnson, but he wasn't home?
That's right. I sent our man, Joe, over in the little bus to bring him here. Joe waited a while for Mr. Johnson because he knew that he had to go to the department store to get his costume and the sack of toys, but Mr. Johnson never showed up.
Very interesting. Joe knew about Mr. Johnson in the department store.
Velma, you're not thinking that the handyman...
Mrs. Brown, where's Joe now?
Why, he left a while ago to go home.
Hey! Come here, everybody. I found something.
What is it, Scooby? What's going on out here?
Check this.
Why, look! Scooby's found those same car tracks that we saw in the alley at the department store.
And there's what made those tracks.
Why, it's the orphanage bus. Let's take a closer look.
Shh! Listen.
What is it, Scooby-Doo? You have better ears than any of us.
It's a noise inside there by the rear door.
Let's open it and take a look. It's locked.
Oh, just a moment. I have the key right here.
Thanks. Now let's have a look.
Look! It's Mr. Johnson!
Yeah, and he's tied and gagged.
Oh, quick, quick, help him. Help him, the poor man.
Fred, take off his gag and untie him.
Oh, that's better. Mrs. Brown, I don't understand any of this.
For heaven's sake, what happened? Who did this to you?
It was Joe, your handyman. He was parked by the department store. I was just about to reach the store when he called me over to the bus. And that's all I remember. Except I woke up on the floor in the bus, all tied and gagged.
Mr. Johnson, Joe must have disguised himself as you in a Santa outfit so the watchman could let him into the store, and then...
Then the dirty rat robbed the jewelry department.
Oh, my, that's terrible.
Don't worry, he won't get away with it, Mrs. Brown.
You'd better call the police right now.
I will. Oh, this is just awful.
What about those poor kids? Now I don't have any presents for them, and I don't have my Santa costume.
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Johnson. We were at the store, and we picked up all the toys and your costume.
Huh?
But are you able to play Santa after your terrible ordeal?
Oh, I'm okay now. And besides, playing Santa for those orphans is the best medicine in the world for me.
Can I play Santa's helper?
You certainly can, Scooby-Doo. Why, if it hadn't been for you, I might have frozen to death all tied up in the bus like that. Let's all go inside and have a Merry Christmas with the kid.
Merry Christmas!
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings to you and all of your kin. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
End of part one. Intermission.
Well, I thought that was absolutely gripping. That was Scooby-Doo and the Mystery of the Missing Santa from the 1978 album Exciting Christmas Stories with Scooby-Doo and Friends,
featuring the original cast, which I think is what made it so compelling, and not a Scrappy-Doo in sight.
Clearly, I couldn't help but play around with the pitch button, but that, of course, should have only added to your enjoyment.
I've been told that some people can't be dealing with that button at all, that it spoils the whole show for them. And so, if that is indeed the case, then you ought to contact me at...
And I'll be happy to address your...
concern.
You're listening to the Mind Decoder Christmas special here on Waiheke Radio, your festive community radio station, bringing you a tripped-out feast of Yuletide goodies for the head. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. Let me just give you a quick track list, just in case you lost your way back there.
I started the show with
quite a lot of things, really, including Dylan Thomas reading from A Child's Christmas in Wales.
And if you're lucky enough to own a copy of that recording, then I'd recommend making yourself comfortable in a favoured armchair
and a glass of whiskey to fully appreciate it. It contains within its lines the very essence of Christmas, I think. And if you were really paying attention, you may also have heard the Rolling Stones wishing you a cosmic Christmas. And then it all kind of resolved itself with Psychedelic Christmas by Her, who otherwise remain unknown, even to the internet, so I can't tell you much more about them. But that's taken from a terrific little album of retro-cool Christmas songs called World in Winter, and you can find out about that track, and indeed everything on tonight's show, at wahikiradio.org.nz, where, as usual, I prepared a few notes to accompany the podcast of the show for you to check out, should you want to. I followed Her by playing a Jingle Bells from the Virgin Prunes. That was the one that pointed out exactly how psychedelic Christmas can be when you think about it.
I played White Christmas by Corporal Blossom, who was playing around with a sampler button back in 2001 on the album A Mutated Christmas. That was followed by what I'm choosing to call a gentle pastiche of the Beach Boys' Good Vibrations, but done in a Christmas stylie.
That, I'm afraid, is just something I found untagged, lying in the depths of my hard drive. I've no idea who made it, but I'm guessing that it wasn't the Beach Boys. Still, very fine for all that. I then played the quite wonderful Schoolgirl Psychedelia by fantastic Everlasting Gobstopper, otherwise known as Angie Tillett, who went on to become Death by Chocolate, of course. But this particular track was recorded when she was just a precocious 14-year-old.
And it's just marvellous.
That's from the album Songs for the Jet Set, Volume 1, that can also be found on that World in Winter album I mentioned earlier, which just goes to show how good it is, if you can be doing that sort of sugary pop school girl psychedelia. Oh, I can. And then you heard Merry Christmas by Pan 9, and finally we caught up with Scooby-Doo and Friends enjoying their Christmas adventure. Right, well, you're listening to Mind Decoder, and as I mentioned earlier, the show is available as a podcast from wagyuradio.org.nz, where you'll also find a full track listing for the show, which I hope you're enjoying. There's plenty more seasonal fun to be had in the next 45 minutes or so, so refill your glasses and we'll get on with the show. What are we doing, Chris?
You're listening to Waiheke Radio, 88.3 and 107.4 FM.
End of intermission. Part 2.
A house so quiet and humble. A child beside her bed. Her hands clasped tightly. It's time to pray. So she bows her little head.
Happy birthday, Jesus. Mama said that you was near and that you had a birthday this time every year. She told me how you listen to every word we say and that you hear us calling in the night or windy day. She explained how bad they hurt you, those awful naughty men, but said you let them do it for girls like me what then. She said about the manger they took and put you in. I'd let you have my blanket if I was here back then. She said that you were watching everything we do, her and Daddy and Granny and our new baby too. I like when Mama told me of how you healed the lame and that they didn't have to have any wealth or fame. She told she was so awful good, and then she made me cry. She said they nailed you to the cross. They wanted you to die. She said that you forgave them because you was dying for our sin. And then it made me happy when she said you came back again. Mama said that Christmas is what we celebrate because on that day you was born. So I hope I'm not too late to wish you happy birthday. Dear Jesus, I'll be true. 'Cause Mama said if I was good, you'd let me live with you.
You're listening to Mind Decoder. Coder.
Every day is Christmas in my mind. Hello, this is a big hi and a sincere Merry Christmas from yours truly, Ringo Starr.
Happy New Year, Happy Christmas, Happy Easter, Happy Autumn, Happy Michaelmas, everybody. Happy Christmas, everybody, to you. I'd like to wish everybody Happy Christmas this year of 1968, going on 69. Happy Christmas, Happy New Year, all the best to you from here. I'd like to wish everybody Happy Christmas, Happy New Year. From there to here, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year.
Once upon a time, there were two balloons called Jock and Yono. They were strictly in love, bound to happen in a million years. They were together, man. Unfortunate timetable, they seemed to have previous experience, which kept calling them one way or another. You know how it is. But they battled on against overwhelming oddities, including some of their beast friends. Being in love, they clung together even more, man, but some of the poisonous monster of outdated busloady throwers did stick slightly, and they occasionally had to resort to the dry cleaners. Luckily, this did not kill them, and they weren't banned from the Olympic Games. They lived hopefully ever after, and who could blame them?
Well, here we are again. Another fab Christmas. Christmas time is here again. Ain't been round since last year. And we'd like to take this opportunity, all the way from America, to say Happy Christmas to you, our faithful, beloved fans all over the world who have made our life worth living. And over here I have Mr. Malcolm Evans, who's through thick and thin, would surely like to say a word of greeting at this festive occasion.
Merry Christmas, children everywhere.
At the third stroke, it will be
Ringo Starr. Thank you.
Good evening.
Hello, me dear. I didn't know you were coming.
I'm not surprised.
Well, I am, certainly am.
I would have thought so myself.
Well, if you ask me, I think it's insane.
Occasionally.
Yes, me too. Twice a week sometimes.
14 and 6.
19 and 5 this evening, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir.
Don't you say yes to me. I'm telling you.
It's a private line, you know.
Private line? I've been on this line for 2 years.
Well, it's my proud pleasure tonight to introduce one of the most versatile performers in our career, and he's come all the way from Stokely Carmichael's on sea. And I hope you're going to like him. Let's give him a big hand.
Happy New Year, Happy Christmas, Happy Easter, Happy Autumn, Happy Michaelmas, everybody. Happy Christmas, everybody, to you.
Once upon a pool table, there lived a short-haired butcher's boy by the way of Ostergrad. It comes in scent and cesspool at Oak Airport. Her father was, in a long story cut short, in the middle of his life sentence. We're indebted to the colloquial office for its immediate disposal or honour wits, including, I might add, hot vitello tutem. On the other hand, bag, I mean to say, l'amore nous sommes toujours realistically speaking, for this film is about an hourglass houseboat. The full meaning of Winchester Cathedral defies description. Their loss was our Gainsborough nil.
The sound of a manservant tile defectively lusting barred up in a lovely Gary Dale time. How close can you get his begging out beyond the council originally a bad bath feeling
court?
We have a special guest here this evening, Mr. Tiny Tim. I'd like to ask him to say a few words.
Oh, hello to you nice Beatles. It's so wonderful, and what a thrill it is talking here in Mr. Harrison's presence, Mr. Weiss's presence, and all his nice, wonderful friends. And the thing is, I just want to say Merry Christmas to you all, and a Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you, Tony. Would you like to sing us a little song?
Oh, I love to, Mr. Harrison. Here's a song I did in 1966 in front of Miss Jill for the first time. And I did this in Albert Hall, and what a thrill it was to do this then and now. Exactly, I did it then. He's a real nowhere man, living in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans. Nobody hasn't got a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me? Nowhere man,
yes,
don't worry, take your time, don't worry, nowhere.
God bless you, Tommy. God bless you.
This is a Christmas message from the Turquoise and Tom Keelock, brought to you courtesy of STU Studios, London.
Happy Christmas, David, and all at Les Perrins. David who?
David Sanderson.
David Sanderson, fantastic. Put kettle on, Mother.
We wish you all a Merry Syphilis and a Happy Gonorrhea. Thank you.
And here's a little song for you, Dave.
It's a very merry turquoise Christmas. It's a very merry turquoise Christmas. for this year. It's a very merry turquoise Christmas. It's a very merry turquoise Christmas. Come and dip this thing. We'd like you all to sing.
You're listening to Mind Decoder on Waiheke Radio. On Waiheke Radio. On Waiheke Radio. On Waiheke Radio.
Mama, mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The vato with a bony knees, he's coming down the street with no shoes on his feet, and he's going to... No, that ain't it. Mama, mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The guy with the hair on his jaws, he... Hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. What are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who,
man? About Santa Claus, man. You know, Santa Claus,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and
you
the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey, session, man, you think Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
Oh, no, man, it's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes. You know the guy. Hey, man.
Oh, yeah. He's with Motown, ain't he?
No, man.
Yeah, I played
not...
with that dude, too. Man. No, yeah, he's a good singer, man.
No, hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man.
Well, then he's with Buddha, man.
No. Oh, man, you don't know who Santa Claus is, man.
Yeah, well, I'm not from here, man. I'm from Pittsburgh, man. I don't know too many local dudes.
Oh, I see. Well, hey, man, sit back and relax, and I'll tell you the story about Santa Claus, man. Listen. Once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine, and she could cook and all that stuff like that, you know? She made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man. Wow,
did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
What, they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know? And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
But, typical freaks, man.
Yeah, man, they were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know?
Oh, they have to go get their head together, man.
Yeah, get their head together, man. And they started a commune, you know? It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And they used to sit around and groove all the time, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Really good time, man.
Hey, that sounds heavy.
Yeah, eat the brownies, man. They drink the tea, man. And what they did most of the time, though, was make a lot of goodies, you know? And they had everything they needed. They only needed to come into town maybe once a year or something like that.
Pick up the welfare check and the food stamp.
Yeah, man. No, what they did, man, is once a year, when they made all the goodies, you know, they used to put them in a big chopping bag, and then they used to take the chopping bag and deliver them to all the boys and girls all the way around the world,
hey,
man.
Well, that's it, man. Yeah, that sounds real nice.
Oh, yeah, they were really nice people, man. And so much class, man. They had so much class, you know. Like even take the way they used to deliver the toys, you know. It's like Santa Claus used to have this really sharp short, man, you know. It was lowered to the ground at twice pipes, candy apple red, and button tuck. Ooh, clean.
Man, that sounds like a hip snowmobile, man.
No, it wasn't a snowmobile. It was a sled, you know. One of those big sleds, you know. And he used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know, like reindeers.
Some what, man?
Some reindeers, you know. He used to hook them onto the sled, and then he used to stand up inside the sled and hold onto the reins, and then call out their names, like, on Donner, on Blissen, on Chewy, on Tavo, come on, Beto. And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Man, that's far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they fly across the sky, they used to come down to places like Chicago, L.A., Nueva York, and Pacoima, and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs, And then old Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy. And he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man. And dig this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man. Now, how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway. How else, man?
No, man. How did he do all that other stuff, man? Like, how'd he make himself small, man? And how'd he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, he used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more for Santa Claus, a little bit more.
And this would get the reindeer off, man?
Oh, got them off, man. Are you kidding, man? They flew all the way around the world, man.
Hey, that's far out, man. Hey, how come I've never met this dude, man?
Oh, man, he doesn't do that bit anymore, man. It got too dangerous, man.
Yeah, I can dig that, man, because that's a dangerous bit, man.
Yeah, let me tell you, it sure was, man. Like, just 2 years ago, man, he got stopped at the border, you know, and they took him into another room and took off his clothes, man, and searched him and searched his bag of goodies, man. And then when he was leaving, man, he was flying through the air. Somebody took a shot at his reindeer, you know?
Oh, that's a drag,
yeah,
man.
It really was, man. And then, man, he went down south, man, and they tried to cut off his hair and his beard, man. And all the time he was getting stopped and pulled over and asked for his ID, man. Just everywhere he went, he ran into too much recession, man.
No, man, you mean he ran into too much repression, man.
Repression, recession, man. It's all the same thing, man.
Yeah, man, but it's a drag, man, because we could sure use a dude like that right now.
You know, oh, well, he still comes around, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he comes in disguises now.
Oh, he went underground.
Yeah, right? Underground, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah. Yeah, but you want to see his disguise, man. Nobody would ever know it was him, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a job in front of the department store, ringing this bell and playing this tambourine next to this black pot, you know?
Oh, I seen the dude.
Yeah,
man.
You know who I'm talking about,
yeah,
man.
Man. Yeah, man. I played with that cat last year, man.
What?
Yeah, we played in front of a store, man. We made a lot of bread.
Oh, hey,
man.
Wait a minute, man. Santa Claus is not a musician, man.
I'm hip, man. That cat didn't know any tunes, man.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. No, he's not into that at all, man.
No, I played with this dude.
Are you sure, man?
I'm positive.
Mind Decoder.
Show! joy of living.
Toys for tots.
Is in the giving.
Toys for tots.
So let's give lots of toys for tots. Toys, toys, toys for tots. You can be a Santa,
Santa.
If you will lend a hand.
Yes, sirree, there never will be an empty stocking in the land. Some have too many, some haven't any. If those who have give those who haven't, oh, what a Christmas day. The Marine Reserve will help you, will help you fill your sleigh with lots and lots of toys for tots.
So give a little toy today. Hello there. This is Peggy Lee wishing you all a happy and merry Christmas.
This is Nat King Cole. And I'd like to say to all of you everywhere that I hope you have a most happy, pleasant, and beautiful Christmas.
And this is Nancy Wilson reminding you to give a toy to the United States Marine Corps Reserve's Toys for Tots campaign. You can help the Marines make this Christmas a happy one for needy youngsters in your community. So give a toy to Toys for Tots and give early, please. Some have too many. Some haven't any. If those who have give those who haven't, oh, what a Christmas day. The Marine Reserve will help you, will help you fill your sleigh with lots and lots of toys for tots. So give a little joy today.
I'll be home for Christmas.
One soldier about Christmas, Nag Annie's.
You can plan on me.
Graham, we have captured Saddam, but yet still on a daily basis we're getting attacked.
Please have snow and mistletoe. And presents on the tree.
I see one thing that I wish I'd never seen.
Christmas Eve will find me.
And I'm going to be thankful that I'm alive and that I get to celebrate Christmas.
Where the love light gleams.
Regardless of being at home or abroad.
I'll be home for Christmas. If only in my dreams.
Says he will be
able
to wish a Merry Christmas to his wife, the grandson, and daughter.
I'm going to see my kids. Because my wife has a webcam, and she'll turn it on, I guess, too. And the first time she did that, I had my webcam on, because I purchased one out here, and she said, as soon as I saw him, she could see the way I reacted, and it was so great. And I just wish I could be home with my kids.
Christmas Eve will find me.
My wife had told me that they're just going to open presents.
Where the love light gleams. if only in my dream.
Surprise the kids, and they're gonna wake up, and we're gonna have a big family Christmas once I return.
One, two, three, four. You just say.
Okay.
Right? Right. One, two, three. Cheerful face is wreathed in smiles. Can see him coming for miles and miles. As he passes by, he'll catch your ear with
a Merry Christmas, guys, and a Happy New Year.
A cheery Christmas greeting, Alan.
Yeah, shout that one out, right? Turkey and sausages and Christmas pud.
Have another Albert chocolate.
Oh, I don't think I could. Christmas parcels under the tree. None for you and six for me.
Mine. Decoder.
Sitting with me in the studio tonight is a cross-section of British youth. I'd like, first of all, to speak to you, Sir Gerald.
Oh, not a bit of it. We have a job to do, Michael.
Yes, quite. I don't think you're answering my question.
Oh, let me put it this way. There was a job to be done.
Christmas time is here again.
On to the next round. From the recent heavy fighting near Blackpool, Mrs. G. Evans of Solihull was gradually injured. She wants, for all the people in hospital, plenty of jam jars by the Ravellers.
And here it is.
Plenty of jam jars, baby. Plenty of jam jars for you.
For you, baby, yes, for you.
Plenty of jam jars, baby. Plenty of jam jars for you. Plenty of jam jars, baby.
Baby, baby.
Plenty of jam jars for you.
And how old are you?
32.
Get away.
I am.
Well, what prize have you got your eyes on?
I have.
Ooh. Well, you've just won a trip to Denver and five others.
Oh, thank you.
And also, wait for it, you have been elected as independent candidate for Paddington.
Oh!
So go on for yourselves.
Get one of us for your trousers. Get one of us for your hair.
Theatre Hour is brought to you tonight from the arms of someone new.
Hello, I'm speaking from a cold...
Hello? Hello, operator? Hello, operator? I've been cut off! I've been cut... Hello, it's an emergency!
Tea spells out.
how old are you?
32. Well, you're gonna cry. Get off the show.
You're listening to Mind Decoder.
Open fire.
What's next? Oh yes, bloody advent calendars. All that anticipation, and then you spend half an hour looking for the door with one written on it. Then when you prize open the little cardboard door, you find a cartoon character whose only association with Christmas is that he's joined the host of marauders who want to take money off you. The only ones worth having now have nasty morsels of synthetic chocolate in them that you end up eating at breakfast time, which makes you feel like doo-doos.
Little chocolates, because our Lord loved chocolates, didn't he? And he wanted everybody to be reminded of it, of the imminence of his son by a chocolate.
I'll buy it, I'll eat the whole bloody thing in one. Or I might leave it, eat the whole lot in February. Bollocks to advent calendars, they will not tyrannise me.
You're listening to Mind Decoder. 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 You're listening to Mind Decoder.
Committee on Un-American Activities continued its probe into anti-Vietnam War protests.
demonstrators were forcibly evicted from the hearings when they began chanting anti-war slogans. Former Vice President Richard Nixon says that unless there is a substantial increase in the present war effort in Vietnam, the U.S. should look forward to 5 more years of war. In a speech before the Convention of the Veterans of Foreign Wars in New York, Nixon also said opposition to the war in this country is the greatest single weapon working against the U.S. That's the 7 o'clock edition of the news. Good night.
Hello, this is Andy Partridge of XTC. Have a psychedelic Christmas and a great new year. And remember, don't drink and drive. Don't sacrifice goats if you intend to use heavy machinery. And don't boil your best friends alive in vats of their own phlegm if you intend to go hang gliding much more often.
Very sage advice, I think. Andy Partridge there, concluding this Mind Decoder Christmas special here on Waiheke Radio, your community radio station here on Waiheke. Well, that's what it's all about, really, isn't it?
Community.
My name's Elle, and with the time coming up to 11 o'clock, you go put the kettle on and let the cat out, or indeed let it in, and I'll just give you a quick rundown of who you've been listening to.
Started part two of the show with Little Cindy and her poem Happy Birthday Jesus, which she recorded in 1959, a track so far out I thought that I'd just let it stand exactly as it was, and without further comment followed it with the Virgin Ears, A Christmas in My Mind from 2003.
I then played the full 1968 Beatles Christmas record, released as a flexi-disc to members of their fan club. I expect some of you may be wondering what a flexi-disc is. I'll just have to ask your parents. Featuring Tiny Tim murdering a cover of Nowhere Man, which I was tempted to edit out, but I left it in the end, in the spirit of Christmas.
And from there, it's only a short hop away to perhaps my favourite track on tonight's show, The Tripped Out Have Yourselves a Psychedelic Christmas by Misty's Big Adventure, released in 2005 as the B-side to the single
Where Do Jam Jars Go at Christmas Time. I played the Christmas record from little-known psych pop act Turquoise from 1968, and then Santa Claus and His Old Lady by Cheech and Chong, released as a single in 1971. And if you're as high as they were when they recorded that, then you'd think that that was
an hilarious holiday skit.
And then just to show that K-pop doesn't start and end with Gangnam Style, I played Auld Lang Syne by Korea's premier psychedelic outfit, He5, who released the album Merry Christmas Psychedelic Sound in 1969. I played Thanks for Christmas from the Three Wise Men, otherwise known as XTC, released as a single in 1983, and that was followed by a promo for Toys for Tots, the charity organisation set up by the United States Marine Corps. And can I just say that if I had a deeply sonorous voice like Nat King Cole, I wouldn't be playing around with this button here.
I played I'll Be Home for Christmas by Mr. Fab from his album of mashups Mr. Fab and His Bag of Toys, available free from his website. And if you check out the notes that accompany the podcast of this show, I'll give you his address, plus a brief overview of all of the tracks chosen for tonight's show. I followed that with a rare recording of Pink Floyd's Merry Christmas song, which they recorded in 1969. And doesn't that sound like Syd Barrett on vocals? You know, playful and high.
But he was, of course, gone by then, and that was Nick Mason you heard having all the fun. I played a bit from the Beatles' 1967 Christmas flexi disc, which just goes to show how much fun you can have when the drugs do work.
An instrumental track by the Chesterfield Kings called Cannonballs for Christmas.
And finally, Simon and Garfunkel, of course, with 7 o'clock news, Silent Night, from their 1966 album Parsley, Sage, Rosemary and Thyme. And that was your Mind Decoder Christmas special presented by me, Elle, here at Waiheke Radio.
So,
Beans, as it very much appears that the world didn't end last week,
unless I'm having some sort of flash forward, as it were.
And 2013 is unexpectedly
and more or less disappointingly in a few days' time.
I'll be back next week with enough mind decoders to see us through the year. I'm thinking that maybe if we resolve to do the whole year on acid,
we won't even notice that it's there. So do join me then. Have a good New Year's Eve,
however you decide to mark the passing of 2012. I think I'll do so by throwing out my copy of the Mayan Chronicles.
Don't
forget the show is available as a podcast from
whiteheatradio.nz,
where you'll also find a four-track
listing for the show. This is me,
LB. Infested. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and good night. Wakey Radio.